Hello, I'm Choi Ying. Welcome back. I'm your host today. Yes, your expression of self. During meditations, let me clear the thoughts and thinkings, and we want to take the time and space to really observe and connect to our emotions and thoughts before we express it. And that's what this is about. But today, I'm going to share with you how to close old doors and allow new doors opens and new opportunities. And it's not the way you think it is. Everything's comes from patterns, and our current reality is nothing but created from a patterns that is very difficult to recognize ourselves because we do have a blind spot about ourselves. So a lot of times it requires other people that to see us and to be able to support us and share some of those blind spots. And that takes a willingness to be open to receive, and not necessarily everyone's that give you those reflections are not actually the right answer either, because it all depends on the person and how much they do their own work and how much they look and observe their own patterns. For them to recognize it, then there's a way to share it without conflict. But closing new doors, sorry, closing old doors. When we close old doors, we might look at closing door is stepping away from people that don't serve us, or things that really situations, conflicts. So those are very easy to recognize. We can get upset about something and we can walk away. But what I'm referring to is a pattern to recognize, to observe and think about how to close energetically old doors and allow the universe to open new opportunities and new things. So I had received a unexpected text, and I have a new student, and I'm always observing through meditations, recognizing. I don't go into the state of analyze it. I just sit with it, and over time of practice, things comes up and things shows up, and we able to see. And I'm speaking my patterns. How I start to recognize new opportunities, they never come from the mind. They always come from unexpectations and unexpected opportunities and the unknown. And that is really being in the flow and being in the present, because there is no past and no future. But to close old door, there is a past. We are closing energetic old past. And the simple thing is those energetic past, it's not a personal situation. Sometimes we deal with new people, new situation, but closing those old patterns is really by coming back to love, less of a judgment, release of judgment, how to navigate through, how to communicate, and how to be in our power, in our sovereign state, knowing who we are, and by also less judging, by learning how to end a conversation or end a situation in peace. The person that you're dealing with might not be in peace. They're always in their own program, just like I'm in my own program. But to recognize that I'm not being hurt by it, I don't have to overly confronting others, and I don't have to hurt others, and to recognize and share what I know and communicate, and this is how I work and this is how I do things, and allowing others to be themselves. This is about closing door with patterns of emotions. This is about energetic closing, ending the conflict. Do not tie the entanglement. And that is what the patterns are closing the past. You end the past, any situation of conflict without the entanglement. whether they choose to entangle with you, that is their free will, their free choice. You don't have to entangle with them. That's because you're not holding energetic with it. You're not holding the conflict. You're not needing to be right. You're not ending with harm or confrontational. So when you able to walk, communicate, and be at peace, then you really energetically close the door to the patterns in the past of you. And then suddenly unexpected things happened, things that maybe I want to create or you want to create that haven't show up. This is about beyond manifestations that we talk about, the law of attractions. You know, this is beyond the conscious thinking of what I want to create versus what's going on in the subconscious, because mostly your subconscious are creating your reality and they come from your patterns and emotions and also your thought process, the programming. But to recognize how to close this door is not to entangle the energetic patterns of judgment, entangle with need to be right, and also not entangle allowing other to place the perceptions on you, and then you be at peace and you stand up of knowing who you are, that you're okay no matter what it is, this decision that you choose to make. And that's allowing this path of energetic patterns to close without the entanglement. Let it go. And then new opportunity arise, unexpected. They're not really unexpected. They're always there. The universe is always there supporting you. Say, hey, we want you to have whatever you want. And we continue to get what we receive from our own patterns, from our own subconscious, from our own programming. So this is today is about really how to close old door energetically, how to let go of the past, and allowing the new doors open, new opportunities, is always being the flow of the unknown, unexpected. So that's living in the present. So thank you for listening. If you like this, share this. And also, if you want to do more dive, more work with me, contact me. My website, integrationmeditation.net. I am Choi Ying, your host. Looking forward to see you again. Bye-bye.